This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nobody.
We've been focusing once again on the Freedom Convoy up in Ottawa. They are now well into their second week at this point, having started on January 29th, some there as early as January 28th, occupying the streets with full-on big rig trucks, some with trailers, some without, I think. I think most of them without, though. But very, very interesting demonstration that's going on up there, and they've gotten the attention of the planet, I think, at this point, and rightly so. It is a very inspirational thing that they're doing, and hopefully we're going to see it imitated all over the place. There's already talk that the United States is going to be getting its own trucker convoy starting on as soon as perhaps February 12th, which would be next week.
It's funny how you're like, it's a very inspirational thing happening, and the biggest and best quotes coming out of it are, "Honk, honk."
It's true. I changed my profile on social media to say honk honk in my username today to show some support. Because I can't go, as you mentioned the other day, Nobody. We are prohibited from, even if we weren't on crazy bail conditions from the federal government in the Crypto 6 case, neither you nor I would be allowed into Canada due to our nonviolent civil disobedience criminal records.
Yeah.
I heard that Facebook changed their terms of service or whatever to say that Hong Kong goes against their terms of service.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if that's true. Just heard it.
It wouldn't surprise me. So the crackdown has begun, unfortunately. The police, again, are outnumbered, so they're not focusing on the inner portion of the protest. They're not focusing their efforts at the parliament area where the main protest is going on. They're trying to pick off the stragglers. They're trying to pick off the supporters, the people who are showing support from the outside, doing things like bringing in food, bringing in fuel. They are threatening those people. They're arresting, apparently, some of those people. Ticketing, and they according to the story here at OttawaCitizen.com, they were getting, I had a story that said what they were ticketing people for, but it's not in front of me. Anyway,
it was mischief, I think.
Those were arrests. They were arresting people for so-called mischief. And then, oh, here it is. More than 100 Highway Traffic Act and provincial offense notices have been issued. So these are just tickets for offenses that include excessive honking, driving the wrong way, defective muffler, no seatbelt, alcohol readily available, and having the improper class of driving license. So
alcohol readily available while driving?
I doubt.
Yeah, it's probably like open intox here. You're driving or you're in a vehicle,
right,
and you have either an open container or maybe just a container in the cab.
Hmm.
Right, whether they're actually moving in the vehicle is not an issue. It's if the keys are in the ignition in some jurisdictions,
yeah,
that's enough. I think in some other places they don't even need to be in the ignition.
Most places they don't need to be in the ignition, I think.
Which is insane, but that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
So that's a story from OttawaCitizen.com, and other police agencies are coordinating resources with the Ottawa Police Service. But despite that, the police chief said more resources are needed. A group of 7 Sudbury police officers patrolled past a group of 8 York Regional Police officers Monday as a group of protesters hurled abuse at television journalists filming in front of the West Block. Quote, "You sold your soul to the devil," one man yelled. "Tell the truth. You're telling people lies. It's all lies."
Yeah, and that's pretty accurate if you look at the coverage these guys have received. They're claiming they're white supremacists and all kinds.
It's so ridiculous.
No evidence.
No, I mean, nobody tells the truth.
I saw a photo, not photo, I saw an interview today with a man from West Africa who was down there, you know, a black man from West Africa who was down there at the protest showing his support as a fellow Canadian, because that's the thing that these people are saying, hey, this is what we have in common. We love freedom. We love Canada, and that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. And he said he was actually accused of being a white supremacist.
What?
Wow.
So stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that right out of Clayton Bigsby, Dave Chappelle skit? Remember when he
had I love that skit. That was hilarious.
I don't know it.
For listeners that don't know, can you describe...
It's about a black man who's blind, and he's a white supremacist because he doesn't know he's black.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's actually like wearing a KKK robe and kind of going through the motions of being an actual KKK member.
And then he takes his hood off while speaking, and one of his supporters' heads explodes.
In a press conference that was barred to legacy and established media outlets, protest organizers said they would reduce the honking of horns in the downtown core if city officials met with them. The protest organizers said at the conference, which was streamed online, quote, "This can only be resolved by lawmakers, not tyrannical enforcement. Every time the police conduct an aggressive operation against us, the support for this movement only grows." And so, again, they have not yet gone in and made any arrests in the inside area, from what I can understand, as far as the actual drivers are concerned. They're still there. Just saw some footage during the news break. We pulled up one of the live streamers, Otto Walks, to give credit, and apparently Viva Frey is back on the scene there today as well, doing some streaming. But the truckers are still there. The protesters are still there. They're still speaking. They're still having, like, dance parties. They're playing music, and people are dancing in the streets. People of all shapes, sizes, and colors are there.
They got some weird techno music, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
So we're going to keep you in the loop as this thing continues to develop, because it is continuing. Oh, and here's an interesting little side note. Guess who's exempt from the vaccine mandate?
The cops?
The Ottawa Police Department.
Wow.
Hmm.
Didn't know that. I wonder
what the justification for that is.
The justification is they'll walk off the job.
Yeah.
Mm. There have been, I don't know if you heard about this, but New York City, Chicago, a lot of the main big city police departments, their police unions are saying, no way, we are not going to get that vaccine, and you'll lose a third of your force or whatever if you try to mandate it. So
I wonder how unvaccinated cops are going to feel enforcing the vaccine mandates.
That's a good question.
I don't think they care about the plebes.
Probably not. Again, the number here, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So we're going to keep an eye on this thing. They have that that court case, which, for those of you just tuning in, you might have missed the big news of the day from a robed man in Ottawa has decided that it will be contempt of court if you honk your horn. I don't know if it's just in the Parliament area or anywhere within the Ottawa city limits, I believe for the next 10 days. So
it's pretty clearly contempt of their court and system.
I have nothing but contempt for their system.
If you don't have contempt for their system, you're probably not paying attention.
Yeah. So he issued that order today, and yet in the live streams that we were looking at, we did see and hear some honking going on. I mean, you can't really see honking going on unless you're actually watching the person that
they have to do this to honk. Just kidding.
I don't know if they all have to do that. I don't think
they have to. I think
they may have it
on their
dash controls for honking. I'm not intimately familiar with the workings of these trucks, but I asked nobody during one of the breaks. It's like, if you've got three trucks lined up and there are at least three lanes that are full of trucks that are just sitting there, and you hear a honking noise emanate from the area of the trucks, how do you discern which of the drivers actually honked their horn?
Yeah, if you're not right up by the trucks, I don't know how you can tell.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to have, like, a cop for every truck just patrolling,
which
waiting
they
for
don't
them to
have.
Honk. Yeah, they don't have that many.
They don't have enough cops. And also, you'd have to, preferably, you'd have to have some sort of evidence. Because if you've got two trucks sit right next to one another, and there's a noise coming from there, you don't know, unless you, like you said, Bonnie, can see the guy making a honking motion or whatever inside his cab. So,
yeah, although most people, in general, believe police testimony.
That's true.
Mostly
judges.
Because most people have never interacted with the police very much.
But it will be interesting to see if they're able to actually issue, contempt charges on this judge's order. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bunny.
And nobody.
And Free Talk Live is raising money for Give Directly. They are the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. Places like Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, who are in dire need of assistance. They find people that need help, people that are living in situations where, like, they can't get water easily without having to walk for miles. That's what kind of poverty we're talking about here. They find those people, they give them money, cash, basically, what they call mobile money in Africa, which is essentially cash. They're like cell phone minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they delivered over $400 million worth of these things to over a million people in the last decade. So they're really helping a lot of folks and helping them get positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, it allows the individual to decide for themselves in what they need to put their money in rather than having other people decide for them. So if that's something that you think is a valuable idea, we're going to back you up. Free Talk Live is going to match your donations to Give Directly up to $30,000 in total. Go to give.freetalklive.com. You can help them out there. That's give.freetalklive.com. Just some more interesting highlights here. The Ottawa Citizen is doing kind of like an hour-by-hour updates on their website of what's going on with the protests, the Freedom Convoy. And so we mentioned to you that there was like 100 tickets that were written, Highway Traffic Act tickets were written, I guess, on Sunday. But there's actually a total number here. According to Bylaw and Regulatory Services, since January 28th, Bylaw and Regulatory Services has issued 787 parking tickets for various violations in and around the demonstration area, including 568 over the weekend, said the director in an email to the newspaper. Quote, the goal of parking enforcement within the perimeter of the demonstration is to ensure that emergency lanes are clear and the flow of traffic is maintained. All service requests directly related to the demonstration are being redirected to OPS. I don't know what that is. We understand this is a frustrating and difficult time for residents who live and work in the downtown core. So, well, I guess the emergency lanes are clear because all the video shows that there is a lane that's available. So it's like a four-lane street, and three of the four lanes are occupied. So I guess that means that he's saying the flow of traffic is maintained. Obviously, the traffic isn't flowing in the other three lanes. So I wonder if they're issuing tickets. To whom are they issuing tickets? Are they issuing tickets to the truckers, the people that are in the other three lanes, or are they issuing tickets to people that might be blocking the one lane that's supposed to be clear? And that's not made clear by what he says. I'm just, you know, sort of wondering aloud.
It's hard to say that. It's hard to say how they would determine which one that was. Also,
good point. Well, maybe there is a particular emergency lane as opposed to the other three lanes or not emergency lanes. I don't know.
That may be true. I don't know.
But it does bring me to an important point, and that is I sure hope that these protesters aren't planning on paying these tickets, because imagine the court clogging that would go on. You could seriously clog these courts if you've got hundreds of people who've received tickets, and all of those people say, I want my court date. Now, I'm presuming you can do that in Canada, that you know, if you're issued a ticket, that you can demand your day in court, that you can demand that they prove their case. Do it, because you got nothing to lose. You are going to lose if you cut a check. That's you saying, all right, I lost. Here's the money. So if you go to court, in fact, a friend of ours is going to be going to court, a longtime cop blocker, tomorrow morning. He's going to be going to court here in Keene for running from the police. Now, he's actually still under the age of 18 right now. I think he was allegedly 15 at the time when the alleged police running happened. And so he's taking it to trial tomorrow morning, which is always interesting when a young person does this, because generally, if someone is a quote-unquote juvenile, then the system wants to keep people out. Oh, we have to protect this. We got to protect this juvenile from people being able to see what's happening to
him. See what they're doing to him.
Yeah. And I told him, hey, we know that if you say to these people, you demand a public trial, they will open your hearing up because ex-girlfriend of mine, Renee, did that one time when she was accused of speeding. She was 17 when she went in to do that trial, and she said she wanted it open to anybody, and so I was able to get video footage of that. And it's so we're going to hopefully be able to do the same thing tomorrow morning and record his... Well, do you remember what the charges were, Bonnie? It was like... obstructing justice or something like that, or
obstruction of government administration.
Operating without a license.
Yeah, there was an operating without a license, and the other, I don't know if it was obstructing government administration, because I've been charged with that one before, and that doesn't ring a bell. I think it was like evading the police or something like that. So okay. he's looking at you know, a year in jail for this, plus, you know, a couple $1,000s in fines, potentially. But he has, of course, no criminal record, so I suspect even if he's found guilty, he'll probably get a slap on the hand. But the whole point is to make these people, these government goons, work for their convictions. We know they're probably going to get the conviction because, you know, you parked in the wrong spot or whatever, right? Like, we're talking about hundreds of people, almost 800 parking tickets issued. You know, you weren't in an authorized parking area, they issued you the ticket, odds are you're going to lose. But you can make them have to lose an hour of their time, make them have to have the prosecutor show up in court and make an argument in front of, you know, whether it's a judge or a jury or whatever. I don't know if you can get juries for this in Ottawa, but if you can get a jury, that's even better, because then you might have an ally on the jury who could refuse to convict you.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah, 1 out of 12, it wouldn't, I would think it wouldn't be hard.
I do think we're making a lot of assumptions about Canadian law, though, because, I mean, they don't even have the First Amendment. Do they have all this other stuff?
They don't have any of the amendments. They don't.
Yeah.
Well, they do have a right to protest. There is something in the Canadian Constitution.
Yeah, they've got a thing that they call, I think, the Basic Law, that is supposed to enshrine or reflect their rights, but there's government violates them anyway.
At the heart of, oh, by the way, they did issue a state of emergency, so-called. The mayor of the city of Ottawa has called this now a state of emergency, saying things are quote-unquote out of control. And so, you know, I do like to hear that things are out of control, meaning that they don't have enough police to do anything about this.
Yeah.
So that helps. Another report here from The Citizen, 5 p.m. At the heart of the protest on Wellington Street, a kilometer-long line of trucks, RVs, and pickups continued to stretch from Elgin Street to Bay Street Sunday with no indication that protesters intended to leave. They huddled around fires, managed barbecues, and played street hockey in front of the Department of Justice offices. A man in a costume who described himself only as the Booster Man says, "This is complete tyranny. The globalists want to take over the world, and it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's real. The truckers started this whole thing, and we've taken the momentum. The world is following Canada because we're doing a really good thing here."
Well, if you're following the Great Reset from the World Economic Forum, you know that it's the globalists who want to take over the world, and it's not a conspiracy theory at all.
You will own nothing, and you will be happy, because we will lobotomize you.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Well, they're hoping to avoid the lobotomy by giving people virtual reality. Nobody, so now they're calling it the metaverse.
Well, that's good, because I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
We're coming up in moments. You can join us and take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on the Freedom Convoy. It's Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held a joint news conference at the White House with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The number one topic of discussion involves the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation, developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty.
Police say one person is dead and one wounded after a man opened fire inside a Fred Meyer grocery store in the city of Richland, Washington. Cops have released surveillance images of a white male suspect pushing a grocery cart and are involved in a massive manhunt in the area. Two schools are on lockdown as a precaution. You're listening to USA Radio News. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is set to end the mask mandate in schools. Murphy telling the New York Times the mask requirement will end the second week of March. The coronavirus winter surge has been rapidly declining in New Jersey. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is applauding the move on CNBC.
Well, look, I think it's prudent that governors think about what the off switch looks like as well as what the on switch looks like when it comes to this mitigation. We can't just implement these kinds of provisions and not have a very clear metric for when we're going to lift them. And that metric's approaching in a lot of states. If you look at states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, they're down to about 35 to 40 cases per 100,000 people per day.
Truckers in Alaska are rallying in protest of Canada's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for border crossers. More than 100 truckers rallying on Sunday in Anchorage for a demonstration they called the Alaska Freedom Convoy. The protest was organized by an Anchorage assembly member. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live. You can join the show. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and nobody in the studio here tonight. We're digging in again to the ongoing protest happening in Ottawa, Canada, with the, I don't know how many hundreds of trucks there are up there. There's a lot of trucks. Maybe it's still in the thousands. I mean, it's, and I wonder if people noticed an increase over the weekend again. I wasn't here on Saturday or Sunday, but apparently they didn't cover the truckers very much. So I wanted to make sure we dug in deep here tonight into what has happened over the last few days with the police now starting to arrest people. 100-plus tickets have been issued. And now apparently a state of emergency, quote-unquote, has been issued as of Sunday.
Quick, somebody panic.
Yeah, people are peacefully having a party in the streets. It's an emergency. Mayor Jim Watson declared the state of emergency, saying in a press release from the city, quote, declaring a state of emergency reflects the serious danger and threat to the safety and security of residents posed by the ongoing demonstrations. Well, what's the danger exactly?
Can
we be specific?
People might get irritated.
There's definitely some irritated people, no doubt about it. Some people are claiming they can't sleep with what with all the noise and so on.
The cops might murder people. That would be...
That is a serious danger.
That's a danger.
Yeah, I don't think he had that in mind, though.
Probably not. He doesn't mind when that happens. Politicians generally don't.
No, they usually hand out like awards. They give promotions to cops that are killers.
Yeah, you automatically get time off with pay.
That's true in a lot of places. The threat to the safety and security of residents. Again, these guys aren't criminal elements. These aren't. It's not like a convention of thugs. It's a convention of peaceful people who believe in freedom, who are doing such dastardly things as throwing a dance party in the streets. I saw video footage of them doing the train. You know, or you get behind somebody and everybody kind of walks in a train as they're dancing around. They were doing that.
Congo line.
The Congo, thank you. Yeah. Congo line.
I called it cha-cha. Is that something?
Cha-cha, I think, is a type of dance, but I could be wrong about that.
Oh. Yeah, it's cha-cha is, I don't remember.
But they were doing all of those things.
But I think it's something couples do.
They were doing those things in the streets. This is not a dangerous crowd. This is not a serious danger or a threat to the safety and security of residents. But that's what the press release said from the mayor's office. He says it highlights the need for support from other jurisdictions and levels of government. It also provides greater flexibility within the municipal administration to enable the city of Ottawa to manage business continuity for essential services for its residents and enables a more flexible procurement process, which could help purchase equipment required by frontline workers and first responders. And we also know what the real reason a state of emergency gets issued is because it makes it so they can ignore more people's rights. It makes it so they can just wholesale squash people's freedoms and say, oh, well, you know, we might have normally respected your rights to protest, but now that it's a state of emergency, you can't protest anymore. And it was the very next
day. So whenever you protest, we're going to declare a state of emergency.
Right. And then it was the very next day that the man in the robe from the Superior Court issued an order saying that no one could honk their horns, or I presume that will be criminal contempt or whatever the equivalent of that is in the Canadian judicial system. So, although earlier in the day, to be fair to the mayor, he did admit that the city was, quote, outnumbered and, quote, losing the battle. So there is that, at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even a stopped clock tells the truth twice a day.
So if you want to join the show here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Again, they are threatening now to arrest anyone who is bringing what is called material support. So that could be gas. It could be food. Anything that is being brought in from the outside to the protesters, anyone doing the bringing, is subject to being arrested now at this point, according to Ottawa police tweet on Sunday. And I don't know if that has to do with the state of emergency or if it just happened to coincide. But when asked earlier about the possibility of cutting off the supply of gas, diesel, and propane to the protesters, Ottawa Police Service said they do not speak about operations, quote, for officer safety reasons.
How could they, though? How could they possibly get people to verify if they're part of the truck or convoy or not before they buy gas?
Well, you can buy gas, you just can't bring it into the protest zone.
Yeah, so, but they said cutting off gas, so I didn't know if the question was about cutting it off,
actually arresting anybody coming in with like a backpack or a what they call a jerry can
but
in these articles.
But I thought they already said they're going to do that.
So and
why,
they are.
So why is the cop saying we're not going to talk about that for our safety? I thought they already announced that they were going to do that. So isn't this guy talking, isn't the question this guy is being asked about, like, gas stations cutting off?
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think they're saying that gas stations can't sell gas. They're just saying you can't bring it into the protest area.
My impression was that the guy was asking the question of why they weren't shutting down gas stations.
Oh, could be. Mm-hmm. Like cutting it off entirely.
Right.
Probably
the easiest way to do that would be just shut them down entirely. Don't worry about whether it's, because, you know, governments don't mind hurting innocent people. They'll drop bombs on villages full of innocents to get one person.
But it might disprove their position of being the ones helping the city, taking back the city, if they, you know, keep the average Ottawan from being able to get gas in their car.
True. The messages come after a second weekend of raucous protests that at times felt like Canada Day. This story from OttawaCitizen.com, complete with bouncy castles and dance parties juxtaposed against a sea of F. Trudeau and Don't Tread on Me flags. The persistent blaring of heavy truck horns, open fuel containers, and ongoing episodes of harassment and noise for local residents. Hundreds of counter-protesters yelled, "Go home!" to protesters on Saturday. And both police board members and the chief said they don't have the resources to deal with the volatile situation. Well, I'm sure they'd be happy to go home as soon as Ottawa stops effing with their homes.
Yeah.
And stops telling them what they can do or can't do.
Yeah, you can't just go home when you know the government is going to invade your home and impose things on you that violate your rights. You know?
Provincial officials Sunday sent a clear message that Ottawa police have all the resources they've asked for and the authority to act as Toronto did. And we did see some footage that Toronto police are in the streets in heavy numbers. So I don't know if Toronto's expecting an influx of trucks or what the police are in the streets preparing for there. But it does make me wonder if we're going to see the trucker protests expand.
Well,
will it go to other big cities?
They have already. They're in Winnipeg. That's where the guy in a mask plowed through a crowd. That was Winnipeg.
Are there truckers there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And also, Montreal is about to get a convoy, according to a YouTuber that I watch from Montreal named The Truther Girls.
Fantastic.
He's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, it might not be a bad idea for some of the Ottawa people to actually decamp for other cities, continue the protest there, because the thing is, they've had a lot of time to stage cops and materials to go to Ottawa. But if you take all those protesters and you move them to another city,
then they gotta move
and
all
they
the
keep
stuff.
Protesting, then you know, it might be harder for the government to react than for the truckers. It's hard to say. I don't know what the logistics would be for the truckers of moving.
Yeah, well, it depends on how many truckers you got. I mean, if you've got enough to go to more than one city and occupy more than one, just do that, right?
Yeah.
Because then they got to split up their resources amongst all the, you know, the various different places that you're occupying. So it's a fascinating story and definitely the most interesting news in a long time. So we're going to keep our eyes on it as things continue to develop. But Bonnie, you wanted to talk about cryptocurrency being accused of supporting white supremacy. And the people in the state just love, and the state supporters love to throw around white supremacy. They're claiming that the protesters in Ottawa are racist. And even though
now computer programs are racist.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phone's open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Nobody in the studio here tonight. 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We're going to get into cryptocurrency and white supremacy. They love to just slather all the, you know, nasty attacks they can against cryptocurrency, even though they're completely baseless. Or are they? We'll find out. Bonnie's got that story coming up here in a moment. And, of course, you're still welcome to weigh in on the Freedom Convoy. Maybe you've seen something that we haven't. There's a ton of video, a ton of content coming out of Ottawa. It's impossible for one person to see it all. So we did the best we could keeping you up to date on it in the first hour and a half of the show. But that doesn't mean you can't call in later. So, again, the number is 603-283-6160. We're going to go to the phones to the phone. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, the Albuquerque police, our city had started on Sunday night giving like 100 or more speeding tickets on Central Boulevard towards the west side. So I'm really happy.
You take a lot of pleasure in other people's misfortune, don't you?
Well, you know, people here, they think that speed limit is a suggestion. It's not a recommend. It's like a recommended speed that you do. Now it's going to be forced. Well, you know, they're doing that on the west side because of that 7-year-old boy that got killed. You know, that's what brought it forth. Because otherwise they would have the attitude like, you know, speeding is not a crime unless you hurt somebody. But after you hurt somebody, it's just too late because they're dead or they're put in the hospital or their back broken.
You're saying the police would have had the attitude of it's no big deal if a kid hadn't died?
Well, no, I mean, the police always wanted to, public safety, they always want to enforce the speed limit. But
it's not about
like
public
you,
safety. It's about revenue.
Yeah.
Speeding tickets are about getting money for the government in the government gang in Albuquerque. That's what it's all about. It's not about safety. They just masquerade and they pretend as though it's about safety.
Well, you know, the community, the people are a lot happier now because it's gotten a lot more tranquil and calmer without all the crazy speeders.
I don't believe
that. Who
told
you that? Have you been talking to like lots of people, asking them if they're happier since then, or are you just saying that?
Well, I mean, it was announced on the news.
Well, then it must be true. The news would never lie.
No, I mean, but think about it, that I believe that, you know, because...
sure, you believe anything they tell you.
I bet I know 100 people who are not happier because of the strict enforcement.
Mm. So you guys believe whatever everybody tells you about bad things about communism, you know? But you
I'm not believing what everybody tells me. That's researching it, finding out what the history was, finding out the millions of people who died because of the brain-damaged ideas that came out of Karl Marx's diseased mind, and making a determination based on that. I actually used to be a socialist, but there was one author who really made me see the light and realize that socialism was wrong, and that was Karl Marx. I read the Communist Manifesto, and when I read about things like the dictatorship of the proletariat, well, dictatorships don't go well, and having a few people able to force their will on everybody, that doesn't go well. So,
but yeah, I was just saying, you know the North Korean and the Russian boys, they're willing to die for communism? You think because they take away their freedom, do you think that's why they're so motivated?
The North Koreans are willing to die for their dear leader? Is that what you're saying?
For communism. Do you think it's just for the leader, as they claim, for a dictator and somebody that's going to force them, they make them do something? That's propaganda.
I think you should visit North Korea and find out for yourself. It might be the right place for you to live.
Yeah,
Sarah told us that her grandma fled North Korea, and she still believes that North Korea is a good place or something.
Wait, your grandma fled North Korea, or was she from South Korea?
No, my great-grandmother, actually, my mom's family was actually from North Korea, and then they managed to fled during the Korean War.
Did you ever talk to them?
Well, yes, I did. And
what did they tell you about why they fled North Korea?
Well, actually, my great-grandmother told me that she was against me now that we're opposing, since she didn't like communists, actually. That's what her story was.
Well, I don't think she left. Hold on. So just to be clear, she left because she doesn't like communism? Is that right?
Well, at the time, they felt like they had to avoid communism, so that's why they left.
Why do you think that was? Did you ever get into the, you know, ask her why? I mean, given that you're a communist, were you a communist at the time that conversation was had?
Right. I told them I'm a communist, and I told her about it. And
you weren't
and
curious?
And she said that she didn't, her grandma, her great-grandma said she didn't like her because of it.
Yeah, but you weren't curious to know why she didn't like communism? She just said she didn't like it? It wasn't because people were starving. It wasn't because of the cult of personality, the people being murdered because their family members tried to escape, or whatever other tyrannical nightmare was going on there. She just glossed over that?
She had that one part of the rich people that had a lot of rice. They made them share their rice with everybody.
Uh-huh.
So, and then if they did not share the rice, they kind of didn't do so well.
You mean they were murdered?
Yeah. Prison camps.
But, yeah, that's not doing so well.
Yeah. So,
but, you know something? But I still like communism and the fact that...
Yeah, because you don't believe anything. You like it because you don't believe anything anyone says about the truth about communist dictatorships and communist so-called paradises or whatever. You don't believe any of it. You have a fantasy about what you think it would be like. And it's never been that.
The good thing about it is that why should the rich people be fat and have all that rice when everybody else is starving to death?
Okay, then they should all starve.
If everybody is starving to death, that's probably a government, there's probably a government behind that happening, because people are able to take care of themselves pretty well. All you need is a piece of land, and you can grow food.
Yeah, when you're allowed to decide what to plant and when to harvest and how to run that land, but in North Korea, you don't get that freedom.
No.
It's all run by the state.
I still believe that the Russian boys, they're willing to die for communism to have an equal and fair
You realize
society.
That the Russians overthrew the communists?
Yeah, she thinks that it's a conspiracy and that Russia is still communist. I forgot, you haven't been here in a while, nobody. She thinks that Russia is still communist and this is all a conspiracy and they're trying to take over Ukraine because they want to be communist again. And they've always been communist.
I got to admit, with Putin in charge, who was a KGB guy, I have wondered about that, whether
Beijing, China, the Chinese are communists still. You know,
Why don't you go there and swear an oath of allegiance to the Chinese king and or President Xi or whatever his name is, and swear that you will do whatever it takes to be a good Chinese commie.
See if you can get us to trade one of the Hong Kong protesters for you.
That would rock.
Look, I have to uphold the Communist Party in America. You know,
that doesn't make any sense, Sarah. I mean, if your goal is to get to communism, why not go to the place that's closer to where you want to be?
Why force it on 300 million people who don't want it when there's a whole country full of people who do want it?
If there was a libertarian paradise country, like an actual one, like the size of America, but they were just completely libertarian, then I would consider moving there.
It doesn't need to be the size of America. If it's the size of, you know, an island, I'd move there. If it's the size of New Hampshire,
there isn't one. There is a communist paradise.
So they claim.
Yeah, up in New England, there's a bunch of communists up in Manhattan, Boston,
that's why we don't live there.
Yeah.
So I know. So then it's my part. I'm already here already. So it's important to educate people that disability, Social Security, pension, welfare, Medicaid, Medicare are all communist programs.
So are the cops.
I want the Red Light Cameras to be a communist program. Everything belongs to the state. There's no CEO of the Red Flex company. All of the proceeds go back to the state.
And you have no rights, and they can do whatever they want to.
She would be great at one of those communist free education centers there in Northwest China or wherever.
Yeah.
She should get a job there. You could be a torturer, Sarah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Torture the fat capitalists.
All right. So thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. There's more coming up. You can join us at 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.